Blessings on each of you tonight. Blessings. The Lord's bountiful supply of blessings be upon you. This is another time that we have an opportunity to join together for our prophetic prayer partnership. I am excited about what God is doing in this hour. I am so elated to have you join me as a prayer partner. I'm also delighted to have the grace of God to impart into you and to also cover you in prayer. I believe in the power of prayer. I don't care what's happening in the world today or in the community around us. I firmly and wholeheartedly believe in the power of prayer. Prayer changes things. Prayer alters situations. I believe that the words that we say out of our mouths create the world that we see with our eyes. One more time. The words that we say out of our mouths create the world that we see with our eyes. Our reality is the result of our convictions. Our behaviors only spawn from the places of our confessions. What you believe in your heart is what you're going to say out of your mouth. What you believe in your heart is what you're going to live with your life. Scripture says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. It is important for you and I to understand what we believe so that we can comprehend what we're seeing, because what is in your mind will be the thing that appears in your future. Tonight is going to be absolutely amazing, so I want you to buckle in as we prepare for our night of impartation and intercession. I want to impart some things into your spirit tonight as we prepare to go before God in prayer. One of the things that I believe we have to remember is that the will of God must be done, and the will of God must be done by our volition, by our volition. We must acquiesce our own agenda for the will of God. To do God's will is the greatest thing that you could ever do. It is your greatest feat to do God's will. And I'm going to tell you, in most cases, you will not always agree with God's will. You will not always agree with God's will. But obedience does not always require agreement. Sometimes we just have to obey, and then we will understand why we had to once we see the results of our obedience. Obedience is always better than the sacrifice, and God wants something more from us than just our to-do list, just our request list. God wants compliance, obedience, submission. He wants us moving in his will. And I want you to begin to understand that and comprehend that and embrace that. I want to be in the will of God. You know, choices are made. Choices are made by us daily. And sometimes those choices are not the best of choices. Sometimes we go against warning. I began to share with a group of people just the other day that when we start to see life fall apart, it is mainly because we have ignored or disobeyed warnings. Can I tell you that disobeying or ignoring warnings can end up to being expensive lessons? We end up damaged on a major level when we find ourselves ignoring the warnings that are put before us. It's like those signs that are on the road as we're driving, those of you who are drivers. Just imagine you're ignoring a sign that is giving you an indication of something ahead that you need to pay very close attention to. Ignoring that sign could even possibly be fatal. Sisters and brothers, tonight I want to talk to us because sometimes our choices get us all in an entanglement. Our choices get us all messed up and intertwined and things that just ends up being a mess, a complete catastrophe. It's stressful. It's overwhelming. It's burdensome. I was just sharing a testimonial with someone just the other day about my own self and how there are choices that I have made in my life. And although they included other people, and although they included other people disappointing me, I told somebody the other day, I said, I couldn't even be mad at nobody else but myself. And that is a lot of the times what we cannot seem to comprehend, that we're really not mad at other parties. We're really not upset or bothered or disengaged because of others. We are more so tripping out about ourselves. We are upset over ourselves that we have allowed ourselves to make certain choices or to make certain moves or to make certain steps that we know we should not have made. Sisters and brothers, all of us in this room tonight, all of us a part of this prayer partnership who are connected right now, we have all been there. Every last one of us have been there where we have been mad at ourselves for the choices that we have made. We often talk about forgiving other people, but very seldom do we address the need to forgive ourselves, to forgive ourselves for letting ourselves down, to forgive ourselves for coming up short where it concerns us. We missed it. We messed up. We dropped the ball. We let our guard down. We didn't use discernment. We didn't obey. We didn't follow the signs. We didn't pay attention to the flags that were in the middle of the way. We chose against our better judgment. Sisters and brothers, there are things that we have done to ourselves, voluntarily, even involuntarily, but we have done them to ourselves. And the time has come for us to see, listen at this, beyond the moment that was created by us. The offenses, the disrespect, the disregard, the abuse, all of those things, the neglect, the disbelief, the discouragement, all of the things that we have allowed to come upon us, the things that we brought upon ourselves, it is time for us to see beyond the moment that we created ourselves, that we created in our bad head spaces, that we created during our time of spiritual disconnect, that we created. We created it. And now it's time to forgive ourselves. Because if the mercies of God are what they are, and yes, they are, if the grace of God is what it is, and yes, it is, then God will provide for us the mercy and the grace to get up, even from a choice that we made. We can go through a list of choices in scripture that was made against better judgment. Choices that left certain individuals in a bad way. But it was time for them to get up and to recover from those bad choices. And the question tonight is, do you have enough to get up and recover from your bad moment? A moment that you created, a mistake that you made. Well, you don't have to answer that because I can answer it for you. Yes, you have enough. Yes, you absolutely can get up. Yes, you absolutely can recover. David ends up in the 30th chapter there of 1 Samuel. David ends up saying to the Lord, shall I pursue after this troop? Will I overtake them? God says, yes. Yes. You were harmed. You were violated. You went through a time of loss. You went through a time of suffering, and you are now in a space of distress. But yes, pursue. Yes, you will overtake. Yes, you will recover all. Yes, you can get up. Yes, you can make up for lost time. That's what the scripture refers to when it says redeeming the time. You can reclaim and redeem the time. It is not too late for you to get up, but you got to remember, you owe yourself some forgiveness. It's not just about the forgiveness you give to others for what they perhaps have done to you, but you have even got to let yourself off the hook. I want you to begin to declare that with me tonight. I'm letting myself off the hook. I'm forgiving myself. Come on, declare that right now with me. I'm forgiving myself. For the 100 of you that are right here in our prophetic prayer partnership, the portal and the conference line, rather the Zoom and the conference line, come on, say it. I'm forgiving myself. I'm letting myself off the hook. I'm not charging these offenses to myself going forward. Because as much as we have trust issues as it pertains to others, we have major trust issues as it pertains to ourselves. We have not forgiven ourselves. We don't trust ourselves. And that's why when good things happen, when doors want to open, when opportunities are about to be bestowed, you self-sabotage because you don't trust yourself. But I want to share with you tonight, it is okay to trust you again. You got to see beyond the moment of your misstep. You got to see beyond the moment of your bad choice. You got to see beyond the moment of your failures. You have to see beyond the moment of your indiscretions. And it may have been hard for you to deal with the consequences of your bad choices, but I want to tell you that the moments of life are fleeting. I want you to remember that always. The moments of life are fleeting. F-L-E-E-T-I-N-G. The moments of life are fleeting. What am I saying to you? Being that these moments are fleeting, that means they are not there to stay. The moment is not there permanently. The moment is not there forever. The moment will pass. This too will pass. The embarrassment, the humiliation, the suffering, the letdown, the hurt, the turmoil, the chaos. It's hard to deal with in the moment you have to deal with, but it will pass. You have an ability to get up from that moment. I want to prophesy to you tonight. I want to declare to you tonight that you're getting up from the moment. Come on, I want you to prophesy over yourself. I'm getting up from the moment. I don't know why you've been mad at yourself. I don't know why you've been disappointed in yourself. I don't know why you have denied yourself. I don't know why you don't believe in yourself. I don't know why you don't trust yourself. But I want to declare prophetically over you tonight, you're getting up from this moment. This moment was sent to distract. This moment was sent to destroy. This moment was sent to deprive. This moment was sent to depress. But I declare you are getting up from this moment. No, it was not your finest hour. No, it was not your best choice. No, it was not the stellar performance that perhaps you were anticipating. And yes, you may have come up short. Yes, you may have fallen behind. Yes, you may believe that time kind of passed you by. But I want to tell you, you are getting up from this moment. Rise, you shall. You shall rise, and you shall rise in strength. You shall rise in power, because this moment is just another one of those fleeting moments. You have come too far to be destroyed now. Look at all that you have survived. Look at all that you have come through. Look at all that you have had to navigate through. Look at all of it. And with all that you have been through, you are yet still here. No, you're not perfect. This is not an excuse for your imperfection. It's just a reminder that you are not perfect. And there are going to be some mishaps. There are going to be some missteps. There are going to be some trips. And there may even be some setbacks here and there. But I want you to remember, the moment is fleeting, and you can get up from this moment. I'm striving. I don't know about any of you, but I'm striving toward perfection. I'm striving. That simply means I'm making attempts. I'm trying. I'm putting my best foot forward. I'm making efforts. But every day that I remain angry at myself, every day that I self-sabotage, every day that I punish myself and penalize myself, I am hindering myself from living beyond the current moment. I gotta see beyond that moment. The moment has come, ladies and gentlemen, for you to rise, for you to rise in strength, and for you to rise in power. If you never hear another word out of my mouth, hear me as God's prophet speaking directly to your life tonight. This has gone on long enough. Come on and declare it right now. Declare it right now. Come on. Come on. I want you to say it on the conference line. I want you to say it on the Zoom. This has gone on long enough. This has gone on long enough. Come on. There are about 110 of you that are on our line tonight. This has gone on long enough. I have punished myself long enough. I have deprived myself. I've caged myself in. I have built barriers around myself. I have limited myself. This has gone on long enough. I have the grace of God upon me. If you don't believe in the grace of God, why do you continue to press toward spiritual things? This has gone on long enough. The grace of God is upon your life for you to have the bandwidth and the room that is required for you to recover. It's a recovery room. You have held yourself up. You have held yourself back. You've been the hindering force. Nobody else can hinder you. You've done that. This has been an internal battle, a psychological, an emotional, a spiritual battle, something that you have internalized and you have held yourself up long enough, perpetuating a language that hinders you and harms you and hurts you. You speak solely toward your negativity. You speak solely toward the limitations of your life. You don't speak to possibility. You don't speak to potential. You don't speak to hope. You don't speak to faith. You don't speak to any of the things that promises you a positive outcome. The word of the Lord over your life is sure. You got to shift your language. You got to shift what you say over yourself and even what you allow to be said to yourself, not just by others, but by you. What are you saying concerning yourself? I preached a message within our service. If you have not seen it, I encourage you to go back and watch it. What do you have? Go and see. See what's within your parameters. See what's within your proximity. See what's within your vicinity. Because what God has given you is much stronger, much vital than what you have given yourself credit for. Forgive yourself. Forgive yourself. Forgive yourself. Come on. Come on, I'm forgiving myself. Declare that over yourself. Declare that over yourself. I'm forgiving myself. The opportunity that God is getting ready to release to me, I deserve to have. The door that God's going to open up for me is not too good to be true. The area that God is getting ready to move me into, I've been preparing for this time. I'm not going to drop the ball. I'm not a failure. I'm not falling behind. And you know what? Let me hurry up and pray for you. Let me hurry up and pray for you. But I feel in my spirit, oh my God, I feel in my spirit tonight like I have to drive this point home to somebody. I feel like I've got to drill this into your spirit tonight. Much of your sensitivity in this hour is connected to your inability to forgive yourself for the moments that you created yourself. So when you have not gone after your dreams, when you have not fulfilled your pursuits, when you are disappointed, I know what I'm talking about. I'm not speaking this just prophetically, but I'm speaking this from a place of experience. When you have not, satisfied your own expectations for yourself, you become so disappointed in yourself that it creates a level of sensitivity. So anything that is stated around you becomes a very sore topic. It you you your defenses immediately go up. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Anybody can identify with what I'm talking about? Your defenses automatically go up because right now you're just in a sensitive space. You can't be mad at nobody. You're mad at yourself and you're just punishing yourself mentally. You're punishing yourself emotionally. And here tonight, the Lord began to instruct me to tell you this moment is fleeting and you have the ability to go beyond this moment, to see beyond this moment, to live beyond this moment, to recover beyond this moment. You are not going to be stuck here. This is a fleeting moment. This is a fleeting moment. And what was disappointment on yesterday is getting ready to be victory going forward. What was disappointment will be triumph going forward. This is a fleeting moment. This too will pass. Where I failed, I will succeed. Where I was disappointed, I will raise my hands, conquering the very thing that I was disappointed in the previous time before. You're not going to be stuck here. Your recovery is imminent. It's getting ready to happen. And I declare the word of the Lord over your life. I'm so excited to share with you that you're going beyond this moment. You're going beyond this moment. Well, this is an incredible time for us to be praying and for us to be believing God. As I first stated, I believe in the power of prayer, and I'm getting ready to pray for you and pray with you. And I want to firstly thank God for these praise reports that we have received tonight. I want to read them for you. Elaine Witherspoon sent in, I requested prayer for my endoscopy, colonoscopy procedure, and praise God, no polyps, no cancer. Thank you, Jesus. My pressure went up to 200 during the procedure, but God miraculously brought it back down. Thank you, Jesus. Well, Elaine, the Lord continue to bless you. Thank God for the good report that you have received. Continued healing be yours. This next praise report comes from Glenda Robinson. She says, thanking God for a successful surgery. Thank you for your prayers and for your faith connecting with my faith that God showed himself yet again as healer. No evidence of cancer. I was up walking next day and pain was controlled with very little medication dependency. That's all God. And I haven't heard from my 31-year-old son in almost a month, yet God gave me peace. I called around and found out he checked himself into a spiritual recovery program. Prayer works. Please continue to pray and keep my family in prayer. Love you all to life. Well, we thank God for you, Glenda, and may the blessings of the Lord continue to be yours and your family also. We are thanking God for LaDonna Silva sending in her prayer request, Michelle Tarua, Merritt and Taj Maletti Freeman. Thanking God for Derek Dominic. We're thanking God for Sandra Morris, Nyasha Cooper, Mary Silvers, Shanika Muniz, Nyasha Cooper, Barbara Hairston, Harriet Shelby, Janet Durbin, Lorraine Williams, Robert Terra Sorrells. We thank God for Celeste Johnson, Daniel Lawrence, Justin Mack, Diane Harge, Michelle Smith, Elaine Witherspoon, Letitia Williams. We're thanking God for Rosalinda Archbold, Chanel Kelly, Verna Simmons, Evangelist Kimberly Tate, Kikamon Rockmore, Benita Thompson, Barbara Douglas, Latoya Nugent, Shaquana Johnson, Alex Holmes, Sabrina Lopez, Martin Merced, Tanya Bryant, Diamond Smichael, Denise Bryant Brooks, Redonia Johnson, Johnny Stafford, Vernon Thompson, Tamara Spencer, Patricia Hill, and Andre Hill. The power of prayer, not only the power of prayer, but the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. Come now and let us pray together. Most gracious and holy God, our Father, we thank you for the goodness that you bestow upon us daily. Thank you for breathing upon us life. It is because of you that we live, move, and have our being. It is through you that we are saved. It is through you that we are preserved. It is through you that we are sustained. Father, we thank you. Thank you for yielding to us a word that would lift, a word that would encourage, a word that would, oh God, enlighten. I thank you that now the light is on in our spirit. You have brought light to our dark situations tonight, and you have brought to us an understanding that we can get up from any moment. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you. Every demonic and wicked influence, every time dark and evil words have been released and spoken, whether externally or internally, we cancel the effects of those words even now by the power of God. We renounce and denounce the effects of word curses over every individual that is underneath the sound of my voice. There is absolutely nothing that not one individual cannot recover from. You have given us the power. You are the all-sufficient one. You're the all-knowing one. You are the all-powerful one. We come before you humble. We come before you low. We come before you meek. We come before you submissive. We come before you, oh God, with a spirit, oh God, ready to comply. We're ready to comply with your word and your will and your power. We don't only ask for your power. We ask for the demonstration of your power. Let your power be present and on display. Show the world how mighty your hand is, and use our lives as a demonstrative tool for display. Father, we thank you that even now, negativity is backing up from the lives of every believer. We are now starting to see life beyond the moment we are currently in. We know that there is an expected end that is coming because you promised it. Every word that you have promised, every word that you have spoken must come to pass. It cannot return unto you unfulfilled. There is an obligation that is attached to every word that proceeds out of your mouth. Life is in your word. Thank you that joy is in your word. Healing is in your word. Deliverance and peace is in your word. And anointing is in your word. Yokes being destroyed are in your word. Reconciliation is in your word. Restoration, rejuvenation is in your word. Everything that we need can be found in your word. Father, bring your word to our remembrance. Help us to remember the things that the enemy would so desperately desire for us to forget. Help us to not only remember, but also to recount, to recite, to speak your word. Your word is spirit. Your word is life. We release your word in our households, every corner, hey, my shandio, every nook and every cranny in the household. Father, let your word cover. Let your word submerge. Let your word permeate. Let your word saturate. In the name of the Lord Jesus, soak us in the residue of your word. My God, let us be drenched in the power of your word, in the name of the Lord Jesus, that when the enemy comes to tempt, when the enemy comes to bind, when the enemy comes to set back, when the enemy comes to kill, when he comes to destroy, we would be able to recite, to repeat, even to regurgitate your word. Let your word come out of us. You said, oh God, that if we were to believe on you, as the scriptures have said, out of our belly should flow rivers of living water. Father, I pray that now our tongues be arrested going forward, that we're not speaking death or doom or gloom, but Father, allow us to speak with the language of life. Let us to speak with the language of angels. Let us to speak, oh God, your word, to release the power of your word in the earth realm. We are your ambassadors sent from heavenly places, occupying human form, that we may make the difference and be the light in this world. My God, where we go, let us to see. Let us to see hope, and let us to bring hope. Let us to, my God, spread the message of hope to those that are in our proximity, those that we are connected to. We thank you that a beacon is now being, oh God, alerted. Every place we go, we're setting up a beacon of light, a place where darkness can come and be delivered, a place where evil can come and be delivered and set free. We thank you that now salvation will come to families and deliverance will come to households. We give you praise tonight. Hey, we give you glory tonight. We know that a turnaround is imminent. We know that a turnaround is coming. This moment is not here forever. This moment is not here to stay. This moment will flee. This moment will flee. And we thank you for the fleeing of this moment. We see life beyond this moment. We see possibilities beyond this moment. We see chances beyond this moment. We can embrace what you want to do beyond this moment. Deliver us from fear in the name of the Lord Jesus. Apprehension and anxiety. Deliver us from doubt. Deliver us, oh God, from lenses that are blurred with fear. Failure, blurred with developed narratives and probabilities that resound from the place of negativity. Deliver us tonight and bring us into a place of fresh perspective. Show us where you want us to go, where you want us to be, what you want us to do, and put a belief down within us. Strengthen our faith. Increase our faith tonight. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I praise you. I give you glory. Show us exactly what we need to have and what it is we need to do. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We know that you are worthy. We know that we know that with you all things are possible. And we thank you that we can do all things through you who gives us strength. We thank you that we are more than conquerors through him that loves us. We thank you that if you be for us, no one can be against us. We thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We declare that your word is alive. We declare that your word is taking shape. We declare that your word is on the move. We declare that there is movement and life in our belly. We declare that nothing the enemy tries to set up this week will sabotage the week that you have ordained for us to have. A week of possibility, a week of potential, a week of productivity, a week of progression. We thank you even now. We thank you now. We thank you now. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. We thank you for the lifting. Change the atmosphere in our homes. Shift the ambiance even in our bed chambers, that as we lie down in slumber tonight, my God, everything that is wicked, evil, vile, diabolical will have to back up out of our room. That there be a peaceful rest tonight, a peaceful sleep. My God, connect us with the spirit world, and God, rejuvenate and revive us even as we're sleeping, that when we rise in the morning, we rise determined, we rise fresh, we rise ready, we rise with zeal, we rise with vigor and vitality. Thank you, Father. Thank you for what you will do. Thank you for what you will establish. You get the glory. You get the honor, not us. We don't glorify in this. You be glorified. We are simply edified. But you, Father, be glorified. Thank you for what you have done, to all that we will accomplish, to all and in every area that we will succeed. We say, God, get glory. We say yes to your will and way. We say yes, Lord. We will obey in Jesus' name. We thank God and we say amen. Sisters and brothers, let's give God the glory tonight. Come on, let's praise him right where we are. Let's praise him, giving him the fruit of our lips. Let's honor him. Come on, send up praise, send up praise, send up praise, send up praise. He's worthy. He's worthy. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah to the King of Kings. Glorious Jesus. He's a wonderful Savior. We praise the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. We honor him tonight. Bless your name, Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, wonderful Savior. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, Lord Jesus. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah to the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Sisters and brothers, please hear me tonight and hear me good. As we disconnect from this call tonight, I want you to hear me. This word destroyed a yoke tonight. This impartation destroyed a yoke tonight, and I want you to receive this. Forgive yourself. Stop punishing yourself for a bad move, for a mistake, for a misstep. Stop penalizing yourself and depriving yourself of a good thing because of a bad moment. You can live beyond the moment that was created by you. Wake up with a new determination, not anger, not bitterness, not sadness. Live beyond this moment. See beyond this moment. Exist beyond this moment. Every moment that comes is fleeting, and you can live beyond it. God has called you to a greater destination. God has called you to a greater place. Rise. Put a smile upon your face, but not only your face, put a smile upon your heart. That's right. Put a smile upon your spirit. Change your countenance and your posture and bless the Lord. For all things are working together for your good. That's right. All things, even the negative, even the humiliating, even the embarrassing, even the moments of disobedience, all of those things are working together for your good. I love each and every last one of you. I thank God for you. And I hope and pray that I get to see you real soon. And I pray that you stay connected to our prayer partnership. Blessings. Good night, everybody.